You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What's the sugya kedushin yadalim beis? It's very important that you have to know. The sugya there says, the Mishnah, yadalim beis kedushin says, Evan Ivri nikna bekesef ubishtar. An Evan Ivri can be purchased either through kef or shtar. The Gemara says, minalan kesef. How do we know that an Evan Ivri can be purchased through kesef? So the Gemara says, based on the pasuk in Bahar, mi kesef miknasai. That when a Jew sells himself to an akum, if you want to go ahead and redeem that Jew from the guy, then you have to go ahead and give the guy back the prorated amount of kesef that he paid, mikesef miknasa, from the kesef that he used to acquire the Jew. So you see clearly that a kanani, a guy, can purchase a Jew ba'avdus with kesef. So the Gemara says, learn from there that an Evan Ivri can be niknet to a Jew bekesef. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Why? And this is the lashon of the Gemara, very important. Maybe a guy has the ability to purchase a Jew, an Evan Jew, and Evan Ivri with kesef, and not a Jew purchase an Evan Ivri with kesef. Why? Hayel va'akum kol kinyanai bekesef. Since a guy, all of his kinyanim are bekesef, therefore I might think that he has the ability to purchase a Jew bekesef. Mashtein kena Yisrael. So Rashi learns, what does it mean, hayel va'kol kinyano bekesef? Since the pasuk v'chisim kru memkar la'amisecha refers to mishicha, it means mishichas la'amisecha, but a guy can only avail himself of kesef. So Rashi seems to indicate that the sum of the Gemara of hayal v'chol kinyano b'kesef is like Reish Lakish. Because who would be of the opinion hayal v'chol kinyano b'kesef? That would be Reish Lakish, who says the pasuk la'amisecha is mishicha v'foresh b'tayra, and the only kinyan left to a guy is kesef. So even though Rashi does not say Beferish Galachas like Rabbi Yochanan, he interprets the stam of the Gemara in Kedushin Yadal Mebez that says, I cannot learn Evid Ivri Nikna Bekesef from a Evid Ivri being sold to a guy, because Hayal V'chol Kinyanai Bekesef. So there, in two places in Shas, Tosfos takes on this Rashi. In Kedushin Yadal Mebez, right there on the spot, in Becharis Yadjemol Mebez. He says, how can Rashi say the stam of the Gemara means Hayal V'chol Kinyanai Bekesef? You can't have a stam of the Gemara like Reish Lakish. Because once again, Tosfos says, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, Rabbeinu Tam reinterprets the Gemara. Not hoyel v'chol kinyanai, that every kinyan of a guy is bekesef. Rather, hoyel v'chol kinyano be'evid ivri bekesef. Since the only kinyan that is available to a guy to buy an evid ivri is kesef, I cannot learn that a Jew has the ability. Meaning that even though the Mishnah says evid ivri, nikna bekesef u'bishtar, shtar is not available to a guy to be kinyan and evid ivri. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't mean that all kinyanim by metaltalin, by an akum are bekesef, but rather all kinyanim that a guy can use to acquire an evid is bekesef, meaning to be ma'ed shtar. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara means that I cannot learn from an akum because I know that a Jew can be kinyan evid ivri shtar, and I cannot learn from an akum because an akum cannot use shtar, so all he can use is kesef. So does the machlekes what the Gemara means? Hayal v'chol kinyano bekesef. Does it mean like Rashi that the stam of the Gemara is like Reish Lakish, or like Rabbeinu Tam? We can't be like Reish Lakish because Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish halacha Rabbi Yochanan. But rather, the Gemara just means hayal v'chol kinyano be'avadim bekesef. So that's what the Yisrael Hamachlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish and between Rashi and Tosfos is whether you pass like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. It's based on the stam of the Gemara in Kedushin Yadal Mebez. And once again, I mentioned last time. I'll just repeat it. The question is, why Tosfos in Bechoras and Kedushin says, why does Rabbi Yochanan seek to interpret the pasuk referring to kesef? So we said last time there were three possibilities. I actually found a fourth possibility. Three of them are found in Tosfos throughout Shas. In Bechoras and Gimel Amar Aleph, it says that Rabbi Yochanan chooses to interpret the pasuk speaking kesef because we know kesef from hektesh. It says, Beferish in the Torah by hektesh, when you sell something to Hekdesh and you wish to redeem it, the way that you could redeem back the object you've dedicated to Hekdesh is based on the pasuk, the Nasan HaKesef VeKamu. So Tosfos in Bechoras Yigimel Manalos says, just like by Hekdesh, Kesef works. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would interpret the Chisem Kru Memkal HaMisech BeKesef. The other possibility is, since we find Kesef works by Karka, Sados BeKesef Yikno, therefore Rabbi Yochanan would interpret the Chisem Kru Memkar as being Kesef. Tosfos in Kedushin of Bechoras Yigimel Mebez says something a little different. He says not that since we find it works by karka, Rabbi Yochanan would therefore apply it to the pasuk Chisim Kru Memkar, but rather since the word kana is used in the pasuk, the word kinyan means by definition kesef. How do I know that? Sados Bekesef Yikno. And there are other places that it says Kinyan. And the Gemara in Kedushin Beferish Beis Amarav says, Maishna, right, the Tana Isha Niknes, and Maishna, the Tana Isha Koine. Right? Why do I use the Lashon, sorry, Ish Mekadesh, right, excuse me. Why do I need the Lashon Kinyan in the first parak and the Lashon Mekadesh in the second? So the Gemara said, Mishum Dabai Lemisne Kesef. The Kesef Ikri Kinyan. So the third shot in Taisus is not because Rabbi Yochanan finds Kinyan Kesef by Karka, like by Hekdesh, meaning we find the Kinyan works someplace else. But rather, Taisus Mechoshu Gimel Beis says the word Kinyan Be'etzem, the taich of the word, means Be'kesef, based on Sados Be'kesef Yikno. So that's the third possibility. Not that we find it by Karka, but rather the word Kinyan, V'chisim Kru Memka Amisecha O'kona Miyar Amisecha, since the word Kinyan is used in the Pasuk, it's referring to Kesef. The fourth possibility is the Muke Yosef that I mentioned, who says, like Taisus does in Mechoshu Gimel Beis, that even though we find Kesef by Hekdesh, you cannot learn for whatever reason from Hekdesh to Hedyot. Taisvus and Mukayos have just used the phrase Hedyot mi Hekdesh lo yofina. They don't explain why. They just say Hedyot mi Hekdesh lo yofinan. And then Mukayos says, I'll tell you why. Because the most logical Kinyan and the most prevalent Kinyan is Kesef. So since Rov Kinyanim shall Adam be Kesef, and the most logical Kinyan is Kesef, therefore Rabbi Yochanan will interpret the Pasuk as what? Will interpret the Pasuk as meaning Kesef. And Reish Lakish says, like in the Gemara, and davar hanikna miyad liyad is a form of passing the object from one person to another. That is kinyan mashiach.
Now, I understand the Mukayosef. I mean, it's sort of like circular reasoning. The only reason kesef is the most prevalent kinyan is because we know kesef works. Before you know kesef works, who said it's the most prevalent kinyan?
In other words, he says it's the way of the world. If you look at the way people are carrying out transactions, they're using currency to pay for things. Therefore, when the Torah refers to a transaction, it must be referring to the prevalent.
Meaning in the world at large, not just
correct, okay. correct. Last week you liked the Nemuka Yosef, you know that?
I know.
You were a big Nemuka Yosef fan last week.
I'm trying to follow your Rebbe, right? Every time you learn something, he learned it new. You know, he didn't watch it one week and not the other week.
Okay, very good. That's very good, because as we continue, you're going to see there will be a lot of repetition in the Minchas Chinuch from last week.
Truth be told.
I have to apologize that as Tamshi pointed out last week, I went ahead and started bringing Makairas in last week, that the Minchas Chinuch himself will bring in soon. So I apologize for that repetition, but it should, you know, we'll hopefully we'll add something or we'll have some.
Truth be told, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Truth be told, Shai has a point. In school we learned Manhattan Island was bought by trinkets. In other words, before money was more advanced in the world socially. And people decided they can't do trinkets and stuff like that, so they went to money. But before that, they bought it. He has a point.
It is interesting.
Right.
The island was built with what? They called it wampum, no?
I don't know, but I know the trinkets.
Okay.
That was only an example. All the other, everything, they bought it. That's it. Gold was there with the gold standard. It wasn't money, it was gold standard. That all went all the way back. But maybe the point, the Mimuki Isis point is in the Torah, don't find trinkets. Everything is money, money.
Could be, yeah.
So if that's the starting point, you know, then we're back to the money. The way the world, the way the Torah defines it.
It's interesting, similar to Taisvus, who says, Rabbi Yochanan is just mefarish the pasuk, that Kinyan, by definition, Taisvus says, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn it from another makom. He doesn't learn it from Hekdesh, he doesn't learn it from Karka, he learns it from the word Kinyan, Taisvus in Bechorah says. He's mefarish the pasuk, that the word Kinyan, by definition, means Kesef. So I'm not sure if that Lashon in Taisvus, Bechorah to Gimel Beis, is like the Mukhe Yosef or not. You could say they mean the same thing, that by definition, Kinyan means Kesef because that's the way of the world. Or maybe it means that because throughout Chumash, you find that Kinyan is Kesef. So I'm not sure the relationship between Taisvus on your Gimel Beis, who says it's the title of the word Kinyan, and the Nemuka Yosef.
Well, the Nemuka Yosef came well after Taisvus, so if he's just saying Kesef Sora, he wouldn't make it out like he's saying his own Sora. He seems to be saying his own Sora.
Yeah. Did you see the Nemuka Yosef? I'm not sure if he says this is my own Sora. He just says my reasoning.
Okay,
so those are the 4 or 3a, 3b. Possibilities in Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, let's continue. Now he says something interesting here, the Minchas Chinuch, which I didn't find. So we have this Machlokes Rashi and Taisvus, the Apostle like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and that Machlokes Rashi Taisvus has caused all the rabbis to really, by Bechiras Chometz, have to use everything. Because it's a big Machlokes poskim at the end of the day, do we Apostle like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So as we know, all the Rabbanim by Bechiras Chometz do everything, just to be Yotze every Shita. Because we're not sure how to interpret the Pasuk. And as a derivative of the pasuk, we would be ma'ayet that kinyan by a guy. So a guy's kinyan is based on how you interpret that pasuk. Okay, vayayin lechem mishnah pimple b'dasaram, as I mentioned. Yesh poskin karish lakish, like Rashi, where he has the sum of the Gemara in kedushin yadalam abez. Min ha-tayra dafka mashicha. That means mashicha mafureshes b'tayra. Below kesef. And Reish Lakish rejects kesef as a kinyan d'oraisa by metaltalim. The like kesef kind of be Israel. And therefore, since kesef is not kind of be Israel, it turns out that with the miut, saying only Mashiach and not Kesef, the opposite is true by a God. Uba'akum Kesef. Like the stomach of the Gemara in Kedushin Yadalman Beis. Hayo v'chol kinyano b'kesef. The low Mashiach. And Mashiach does not work by a guy midoraisa by metaltalim. The yesh svara de ba'akum kesef u Mashiach kinda. Oza, oza. The Minchas Chinuch says there is such a svara that maybe a guy has the choice to either use kesef or Mashiach. And he says, I did not see when I looked at those Taisvasim that Taisvas came to that conclusion. Taisvas raised it as a possibility but rejected it based on the Gemara in Bechiris. Because the Gemara in Bechiris says maybe Amisecha is only with Kesef or Mashiach, but a guy could be either both or either one. And the Gemara says, no, there has to be a symmetry between a Jew and a guy. And just like by a Jew, the Gemara says only one Kenyan works, so too by a guy, only one Kenyan works. So I'm not sure what the Minchas Chinuch is referring to. I didn't find it. If there really is an opinion that holds a guy has the option to use either. But nevertheless, he says it here. I didn't find it. There are three places in Shulchan Aruch where this Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish comes up. It comes up, of course, B'choshen Mishmat, concerning what Kenyan is effective midoraisa, and when you could be Chayzer, if you could be Chayzer by Kesef or not. No, you could definitely be Chayzer by Kesef. The question is, do you got to be Shapara or not? That's the question that you pass to the Choshen Mishpat. Is Mashiach a kind of midoraisa or is Kesef kind of midoraisa? Yara Deyed comes up because the question of Bechor Behemet Tahira. That's the second Bechor Sidiyah. Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Rav Yoshi. If a guy goes ahead and purchases your Bechor, your Behemet Tahira with Kesef, it potters you from Bechor. So that's the question. Is that a good enough Kenyan Kesef in Yara Deyed? He'll be Mechayv you in Bechor or Pati you in Bechor. And similarly, as we mentioned in Arachayv, this Machlokas comes up in Hilchos Pesach. How do you effectuate the Mechiras Chometz to a guy based on Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Kesef Mashiach? As I understand it, as Rabbi Reisman has mentioned many times, we do all types of Kinyanim, and we say all of these should be effective, and one should not cancel out each or any other. And therefore, in Hilchos Pesach, this Machlokas also comes up. The Katzvo HaToysvis, the Kama Rishonim, the Afla Rabbi Yochanan, this is our topic of last week, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you can only be kind of metaltalin with Kesef, is there ever a Hechi Timsa? Is there ever a scenario, according to Rabbi Yochanan, whereby I could neither need Mashiach or can use Mashiach to effectuate a Kinyan Doraisa? So Taisvis in Avodah Zarah, we quoted, and he'll quote it, says that in order to effectuate a Matana Midoraisa, where Kesef is not applicable and it's not Mekach Memkar, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that Mashiach works. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan is not opposed to the concept of Mashiach. He just says Kesef is preferential. And where you have the ability in Mekach Memkar to transact with Kesef, Kesef supersedes Mashiach. So let's read that, right? V'kama Rishonim. This is Tosfos Shita in Avodah Zarah. Many Rishonim go along this path. The Afya L'Rabbi Yochanan, who says the Pasuk is referring to the Dvar Torah Maos Konos, the Mashiach Eino Kinyan. When is that? That's only Hainu Davka B'Mekach Memkar. Many Rishonim say that only Rabbi Yochanan will only reject Mashiach B'Mekach Memkar, where it's a transaction with money. But the Ika Kesef, where there is Kesef, and Kesef supersedes and cancels out the possibility of Mashiach. Aval, however, Hechi Daleka Kesef, where the transaction is not Mekach Memkar and not commerce, Kagon Matana, but it's rather a gift, Kaina B'Mashiach. Then Rabbi Yochanan, Taisva says, would say that Mashiach is effective. Rabbi Yochanan Gamkein Maide, right? The Bazem Mashiach Kaina Minatara. And in this scenario, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that Mashiach works on a Doraisa level, because it's only when it's Mekach Memkar Vesich, Vechisimkru Memkar, that Rabbi Yochanan rejects Mashiach and prefers Kesef. But where it's not Mekach Memkar, even Rabbi Yochanan Gamkein Maide would agree the Bazem Mashiach Kaina Minatara. Dilo Temahachi, because if I will not say this, that Rabbi Yochanan allows for the possibility of Mashiach, how can you have, according to Rabbi Yochanan, on a Doraisa level, the ability to give a matana or the ability to pick up a mitzvah? So I would say, you know what it is? I would say, like he says, you don't say. Maybe you pick it up and you're talking at kind of the matana with the mitzvah until you've done haknasa l'rishus. But my nickname, ayin taisus ma'avodizara, that's the taisus. Perik has seicher, it's a pile daf ayin aleph.
Reb Chaim.
Yes.
Reb Chaim, when you have that ani mitzvah, according to you, that there would be a machloikis. They're holding on to it. Didn't take it to Achotze yet, but he wasn't taking it to Achotze of both Shutzen.
Well, maybe that's only Midrabanan they're arguing. On the Kenyan Midrabanan.
So then let's find out who took it to Schotzer first.
Before well, they maybe went to Schotzer. They both picked it up, and they're arguing about who did the Kenyan Midrabanan.
I'm saying, so then if they had a Midrabanan, then there was a Deraisa. What would you say?
I would say that if you're going to tell me that Mashiach, and there is the Ramban Shita, we'll see in a minute, where the Ramban says Rabbi Yochanan does not recognize Mashiach on a Deraisa level at all. How would the Ramban learn that Mishnah? He would learn the Mishnah we're talking about on a Darabanan level. That one person says, I have a Kenyan Darabanan on the Talis, I picked it up. And the other person says, I have the Kenyan Darabanan on the Talis, I picked it up. And a Kenyan Darabanan works, correct? Hefka, Mez, and Hefka. They're arguing on Mashiach or Hagbah based on a Kenyan Darabanan.
Okay.
But on the Raisa level, maybe Rabbi Yochanan does not recognize Mashiach at all. That's not the Sheet of Taisus. Taisus Sheetah is in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Aleph, I'm an Aleph, Divrei Maskil, what is that, Paradashni? Ubedat Ayin Beis, correct? Ubashat? Yes. Bav Mitzia? Taisus is Sheetah. First the Sheetah is Taisus. Not to get confused. Who holds that Rabbi Yochanan does have a concept of Mashiach Doraisa by Mitzia and Matana. The Ramban disagrees. Sheetah Mekubetis Bav Mitzia, maybe B'Shem HaRamban. This is the machlokes we did last week. What? The gam matana ena nikna midaraisa, correct? Ella bechalipin, o bechotzer, o beagav karka. The Ramban is of the opinion that ena chinami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no way to give a matana, according to Rabbi Yochanan, only through chalipin, chotzer, or agav karka. The ein mashiacha kaina klap, and mashiacha does not, according to Ramban, Rabbi Yochanan totally dismisses mashiacha as a kinyan doraisa. Which, by the way, I find problematic. You know why? Because the Gemara says, beferish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if the pasuk is referring to kesef, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that it's only v'chi simgru memkar la'am yisecha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, how would a guy be kind of the Mashiach? So you see that Rabbi Yochanan does have the concept of Mashiach, meaning you're going to have to refine this Ramban. Not that Rabbi Yochanan does not recognize Mashiach as a Kenyan. Rather, he does not recognize Mashiach as a Kenyan by a Jew. Because the Gemara says, beferish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're going to learn Dvar Torah Moskanos, it's La'am Yisecha is B'Kesef, but a guy is B'Mashiach. So it's a fairish Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan does recognize Mashiach by a guy. So the Ramban doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan does not recognize Mashiach at all, but rather it means Rabbi Yochanan does not recognize Mashiach by a Jew as a Kenyan for a Jew at all. And if a Jew wants to go ahead and what? And give a Matana, he has to give that Matana through either Chalipin, Chotzer, or Agav.
What about an Abedo?
Oh, so that's very interesting. So first of all, I will tell you, there's a famous Ktsais. Can you do Kenyan Agav Karka by Hefka?
You are listening to Ben's very interesting Ktsais.
Meaning there is a Ger dies, correct? And he leaves a field with a car on it. If you're Zaycha in the field that's Hefka, do you also get the car that's on it? So the Ktsais has that question. Does Agav Karka work by Hefka? But even if it does work by Hefker, I think it's very dark to say that the tzir of Aveda in the Torah is only when you're Zaycha Agav Karka. That would be strange. B'chayra, it's not Chalipin either, correct? Because by a Mitzia, there's no Matna. So you'd probably have to say, according to Ramban, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only scenario of Mitzia is picking it up and Doraisa bringing it into your Chatzar. And Mashiach is only kind of by a Mitzia, Midarabon, which would be a very strange scenario. I can only be kind of a Mitzia, according to this Ramban, through bringing it into my chotzer. And that's the only Kenyan I would have.
Lo sukhal salam. It says lo sukhal salam. You have to pick it up. And once you pick it up, you definitely chayiv. How are you not chayiv at that point? It's in your rishus.
Do you think because the chiyuv of hashef teshivim starts from the time you pick it up, that indicates you're also kind of from the time you pick it up? You want to equate the chiyuv of hashef teshivim together with the chiyuv of the ability to be kind of?
I think so.
It's very interesting because there's a day in the Shulchan, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara in Bamitzia Chavavam says like this. That if you go ahead and you see an Aveda and you just turn away and you don't pick it up, you're over lo sucha lehisale. If you pick it up and you don't return it, you're over the asay of hashiv teshivim, and you're over the isuk zela. Taisvus asks, why aren't you also over lo sucha lehisale if I pick it up? So Taisvus has two deas. Are you over lo sucha lehisale even after you pick it up, or are you only over lo sucha lehisale if you walk away without picking it? And there are other Rishonim who say the opposite scenario, that even if you don't pick it up, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like this, if I go ahead and see an aveda and I walk away, even though the Gemara says you're only over lo sucha lehisalim, there are a number of nice kelim on the Shulchan Aruch that say you're also over hashev teshivim just by seeing it and walking away. Even though the pashtus of the Gemara is not like that. So if you're going to tell me hashev teshivim, you're only over if you pick it up, then I can entertain your svar. But if I'd be over hashev teshivim just by seeing it and ignoring it, where the pashtus of the Gemara is, you're only over lo sucha lehisalim, but maybe according to certain shitas, you're even over hashev teshivim, then I cannot entertain your svar. Because hashem tachive may be a separate assay that is generated even without any ma'isakim. But nevertheless, even if I'm going to entertain the possibility, like the pashtus of the Gemara, that I'm only over hashem tachive once I pick it up, I don't necessarily have to say that because I'm over the assay of hashem tachive, if I don't go ahead and return it, that I would go ahead and be koined at that moment. Well, the Gemara says if I take it home and I don't return it, I'm over loy signaf. So the question is, from what time are you over lo signov? So the Ramban would say, I'm not over lo signov right away, because for Geneva, I need a Maisa Kinyan. And according to the Ramban, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no Maisa Kinyan Midoraisa, just with Hagba or Mashiach. So the Ramban might say that if I pick up an Aveda, I'm only over the Isser of lo signov if I take it home and bring it into my Chotzer. And I might be over the Isser of Hashayf Teshivim immediately by picking it up.
But Gzeila Aveda might be totally different because the whole Indian of Kinyan Gzeila Aveda is a Chiddush. You don't really own it. The Nigzal owns it. The Torah gave you Kinyan Gzeila that you chayev in, in certain things. But the whole thing is a Chiddush Ba'atzma. So over there it might have different dinim. Even Ramban might say just picking it up, you get the Kinyan Gzeila. Kinyan Gzeila is sui generis. It's its own thing.
So if you look in Ksubis Laman Aleph from the base, that's the Taisvus Mamish says that. It's a little Taisvus in Ksubis Laman Aleph from the base. You study a stick of Taisvus. As we always say, the small Taisvus are the most important. Little Taisvus Laman Aleph from the base of Ksubis. With the Gemara is mashma that I can be chayev in Geneva b'shus harabim. So Taisvah says, how in the world could I be chayev Geneva b'shus harabim? Everyone agrees, Abayev Rabba Rabba Shmuel, everyone agrees that there is no kinyan mashicha b'shus harabim. How could I be over Geneva b'shus harabim? So Taisvah gives two answers. Either it's talking about someone dragging it from b'shus harabim to tzidei b'shus harabim, and talking to Maisa Geneva is not completed in b'shus harabim. Or there's another day in Taisvus that for Geneva and Kinyanei Geneva, I don't need the same type of Kinyanim that I need by Mekach U'Memkar.
What about picking it up above 10 Tvachim? That's not in Rishus HaRabim anymore.
So you're correct. Hagbah L'Kulei Alma works Rishus HaRabim. But the Gemara there is speaking about doing a Maisa Mashiach Rishus HaRabim. Hagbah works Rishus HaRabim. But Mashiach doesn't work Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara says, what's the scenario that he did Geneva? It says that he hit the animal to move it along, b'shus harabim, and through that he was gunning the animal. So that's mashiach, that's not hagbah.
Is hagbah different Kenyan mashiach, or it's only a form of mashiach?
Well, the Gemara, it might be a form of mashiach, but the Gemara in Hamochas Asfina says b'feirish. Even though Abaye v'Rava both agree that mashiach is not kind of b'shus harabim, they also do agree hagbah is kind of b'shus harabim. Not only that, but the Mishnah in Ayin Testament Beis Bava Kama says that if I go into your house and I try to remove your animal and I am not successful in removing your animal out of your domain and the animal has not been removed from your boundaries and the animal dies, I'm not chayev as a ganav because I did not complete my maisa geneva if I did not drag the animal out of your boundaries. But if I pick the animal up and I did a hagbah in your boundaries, I am chayev. Because not only is hagbah kind of b'shus harabim, hagbah is also kind of b'shus meicher.
Yeah, but it has to be three tefachim, so it's not lovely.
I mean, whether it's one tefach or
three. So the Menchus Kenneth before, in the beginning of Eztes of Metaltolin, said according to Rabbi Yochanan that Kesef Kodim HaTorah, U'Mashicha, V'Hagbah, U'Masira, V'Kol Eilu B'Chal Mashicha, in Kodim HaTorah. So he equates that Hagbah is just a derivative of Mashicha. How's he going to learn these Gemaras that you just said, that even Mashicha is not kind of Hagbah is?
Because Hagbah, the concept, comes from the Mashicha, but it's Mashicha plus. In other words, what's Mashicha? Mashiach, let us say we define it as a hachnasa l'rishus, a person transferring an object from one domain to another. Hagbah is the same concept, but it's stronger, meaning something can be derived from something and be stronger, correct? The same idea, but on steroids. It's Mashiach because I'm removing it from one rishus to another, but I'm accomplishing more by picking it up than by dragging it. Because by dragging, I have to remove it from those boundaries to my boundaries. Mashiach only works if I bring it into my boundary. So Hagbah, I'm able to bring it into my boundary through the use of picking it up.
Yeah, but we said that Rabbi Yochanan learns the Pasuk, that since the Pasuk means Kesef, it excludes Mashiach. If it excludes Mashiach, it's going to exclude Hagbah. It's excluding the whole concept of bringing it into your boundary. It's not excluding only Mashiach, but not Hagbah. It's excluding the principle, that the principle of bringing it into your boundary is no good, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, so that's what the Minchas Chinuch said earlier. What he said earlier is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who excludes Mashiach, he would also exclude Hagbah. Fine.
So how's he going to learn this Gemara that you just quoted?
What Gemara?
That you can still, even when you can't do Mashiach, you can talk about what still work.
What's the problem with it? It's a Kinyan Darabanan.
Okay. All right.
You have to realize the Gemara deals with this Beferish. There's a Gemara, I mentioned last week, Kedushin Chavavam and Aleph, that says, Nechasim Sheyesh Lehem Achrayas, Niknim Bekesef Shtar Vechazaka. Nechasim She'ein Lehem Achrayas Matatlin, Niknim B'Mashiach. It's a Beferish Mishnah against Rabbi Yochanan, correct? So the Gemara in Kedushin Chavavam and Aleph asks that question. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan will say the Mishnah is listing all the kinyanei the Rabbanan, with the Rabbanan ka'amar. So the fact that you will have to say whenever Hagbah is used in kinyanei the Rabbanan is not a problem, because the Gemara befeirish in Kedushin Chavav Mar Aleph avails itself of that answer. Okay.
Yeah.
Now Avrami Farber, you're with us.
It seems that he's. No, he's here.
I'm here.
Because you were machave to this question last week. This was your question last week. Al Ramban. According to the Ramban, that Rabbi Yochanan does not recognize Mashiach Midoraisa in any form by Yisrael, and he has to rely on Chalip and Agav Kakav Chatzer. That is a big problem. What? The Inamar, if you're going to say like the Ramban, the Mashiach Eina Kaina Klal. Heyach Kaina Bekesef. This was your question. How could Kesef work according to Rabbi Yochanan? Kesef works by me transferring the money from my hand to your hand. And when you take possession of the kesef in your hand, then the kinyan kesef is complete. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if there is no kinyan mashiach, haba, etc., how do I ever transfer the kesef?
You can use chatzer for that. Agav kaka.
Well, let's see. Vadai nemar the mashiach eina kaina. Sorry. The inemar the mashiach eina kaina klal. Heyach kaina bekesef. The heyach kaina hamaycher es hakesef. Mamash of Rami's question, right?
Yep.
Sheyuchal lahaknais, correct? Sheyuchal lahaknais. How in the world could the meicher ever be machna with kesef if there's no way for him to receive the payment? Right?
Right.
Al yedei zeh hachefetz. V'daychek loymer like tzvi, shekaina al yedei chotzer hakesef. Now it's in achinami, you could say like that. Place the kesef in my what? In my chotzer. And that would be the only kesef that works according to Rabbi Yochanan. That would be a little doychek, no? Therefore, the Mikneh writes, based on this question, b'pshitus, that the Ramban can't be correct, the Matana Mikneh b'mashicha, min ha-tayra. Sorry, min ha-tayma. Ayem sham. But the problem is, that's very nice, but the Mikneh is arguing on the Ramban, correct? No, the Mikneh may say this is a problem, therefore, it's a double parchment that Mashicha Haba must work in order to facilitate kesef. But the Ramban says Beferish not like that. The Rabbi Yochanan does not recognize Mashiach Doraisa. So at the end of the day, the Mikneh is very nice, but he rejects the Ramban. And I'm not sure the Mikneh can do that, to reject the Ramban. And even if he can, we still have to answer up the Ramban, correct?
What's wrong with the Kenyan of Yad? And why did the Ramban say only by Matan of Chotzer, Agav, and Chalipin? Why not Yad? And why not over here Yad?
Okay, so that is exactly what we mentioned last week. And that is what the Minchas Chinuch will say now. He's bothered by this too. The Mikneh doesn't bring the Ramban. The Gan says a question, because the question also raises this problem. Tama al haramban, dei mashicha ein akoina heyach nitne chatzera. He's got another problem. Not that how does kesef work, but how can the Ramban avail himself of chatzer? Chatzer is what the who mitam yad yadai o yad shlichusai. Meaning, I'm also going to need yad for chatzer, one way or the other, either directly yad or the yad of the shliach. The chatzer is mishum shliach, mishum shlichus. So the assumption here is like the assumption we saw last week in the Minchas Chinuch, that just like Hagbah is a derivative of Mashiach, Yad is also a derivative of Mashiach. So now he's going to say that that's not true. Ayin Shem. Simen Kuf Tzadiches. The Efsher Loimer, Ayin Taisvus Ksubis Lamed Aleph, Ubavakama Kuf Yates, the Yadai Ain Tzarech Raya. That Yad is not based on Mashiach, but what is Yad based on? Rather, Yad Ain Tzarech Raya, Dichsiv, right? Beferish, there's a Beferish from Pasuk by Get. V'nasan biyada, correct? Efshar, right, that the right to das haramban, the Rabbi Yochanan Maida, the Kinyan Yadai, Maya, come in. The way to answer up the Ramban is Ramban doesn't need Mashiach to generate Hagbah or Yad, the separate concept Yad as a Kinyan Daraisa, independent of Mashiach, that is based on Mal, based on the fact that we funded by Get. Not son be
yeah, but that's what doesn't need
a correct. That's what we mentioned last time. The Kesais and Simon Reish, Sifkat and Hay, says, I will tell you that Get does not need Kinyan. And what's the Raya? The Gemara in Gittin Chof Amin Aleph that says, Adam Kaisev Gito Ali Suri Hana. So the Kesais asked Simon Reish, how can you write a Get on Isuri Hana according to the Rivash and other Rishonim who say you can't be Makne Isuri Hana? So that's the famous Kesais, who says a get does not require hakna, but rather a get only requires nesina, but not hakna. So would you say the same thing by Kinyan Kesef as an answer? That by Kinyan Kesef, when I give the Kesef to the Meicher, maybe I don't have to be makne it to the Meicher. Maybe I only have to do a maise nesina to the Meicher.
No, Rabbi Yochanan is learning it out with the pasuk Okono Miyadam Yisefa, the lashon of Kono.
Okono what? Okono the metalpoet with the Kesef. But the question is, when I give the kesef to the meicher and I'm kona the yaram yisach the metalpin vis-a-vis kesef, the question Svi is raising is that the minchas chinuch and tzais are bothered by what? According to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you effectuate the transfer of the kesef if the meicher cannot be kona vis-a-vis hagbah or mashiach? So the answer of the minchas chinuch is there's a new kinyan yad that is learned out from Gittin v'nasu biyad. Svi is saying, who says that Kinyan Kesef requires a hakna of the ma'os to be effectual? Maybe just like a get can be effectual just through Nesina, so too the handing over of the Kesef can effectuate the Kinyan just through Nesina.
By the way, is the Menachas kind of assumption, is that true that we learn how Kinyan Yad from Gittin? Is that what the Gemara learns it out from?
The Gemara Nefer Beferish says where it learns it out from. But he does quote a Taisvus and Ksumas Lamed Aleph, correct? Where Taisvus Ksumas Lamed Aleph seems to say that. That we learn Kinyan Yad from Isha, the Nas and Biyadah. Otherwise, what's the marker for Yad? Any marker for Yad?
I never heard of Kinyan Yad until now. I thought Kinyan Yad is your Mabia it with your Yad or your Moshe with your Yad. What is
No. Kinyan Yad is separate Kinyan.
Where have we encountered this up until this point?
Well, the Gemara that says, Chatzur is either Mitam Yad or Mitam Shlichos. It doesn't Mitam Shlichos, it doesn't Mitam Yad. Yad is its own Kinyan. And am I right that Yad only really helps for what actually is enveloped in your hand, right? I mean, Shikha, you're just...
That's correct. And by the way, I mentioned this last week, that there are many people who are Masader Kedushin that require the Chasam to be kind of the ring, Dafka through Kinyan Yad, because that seems to be the best Kinyan Doraisa for the Chasam to be kind of the ring. Because he has to own the ring Midoraisa to effectuate the Kedushin. So how in the world is he going to do that? So there's a Beis Shmuel that discusses, can a Chasam be kind of the ring through Chalipin? And furthermore, the Beis Shmuel is a fascinating question that I think it's the last Stipler in Kedushin discusses. Can a Chasen be Makadish and Isha by the Isha acquiring the ring through Chalipin? Meaning the Chasen says, I left my ring at home. But you, the Kala, give me a handkerchief to be kind of the ring that's at home. The Beis Shmuel discusses whether that's a good Kedushin. And the last Stipler in Kedushin, I believe, is Mefalpel, whether how that Beis Shmuel works. I've never seen that at a chasna, but that's an interesting scenario of what kinyanim work for the chasna and what kinyanim work for the kala. Now, when he puts the ring on the kala's finger, is she kona it through kinyan yad? Is that kinyan yad?
No.
Where is kinyan yad discussed, you know, in these parameters? What is this? You just put something in somebody's hand and the kinyan? I'm not familiar with it. I apologize.
So the truth is, I wouldn't tell you there's any particular sugya that discusses kinyan yad. But, like Shai says, there's a sugya in Bab Metzia Yiram and Beis that discusses Chatzim Mishum Shlichos or Mishum Yad. And throughout Shas, especially in Gittin, you have the discussion through Hazorik. The whole seventh perek of Gittin, one is considered to be Venasan Biyada, as Kinyan Yad. But the Gemara never says Kinyan Yad Minay.
Can I ask you, again, with the Ramban, when he says that Metaslan will only, according to Rabbi Yochanan, be Nikna with does he not include Yad because Yad would only help for a small matana that he can hold? But a small matana, you give someone a trinket, a matana, it should be kind of be Yad too. The Ramban doesn't say Yad. It's because most matanas are larger than what you can hold in your hand.
In other words, why doesn't the Ramban say Yad is the question? I don't know. As a matter of fact, the Minchas Chinuch is forced into saying the Ramban must recognize Yad, correct?
Yeah.
Because the Minchas Chinuch is saying if the Ramban does not recognize Yad, the Ramban has no way to effectuate Kinyan Kesef. So according to Minchas Chinuch, the question is strengthened. Since the Ramban must recognize Kinyan Yad in order to effectuate Kesef, the Minchas Chinuch says, that strengthens your question. Why didn't the Ramban list Yad? I don't know.
We can easily get out of the Minchas Chinuch's problem by saying the Ramban holds like the Taz and not like the Sma.
That was my next point. That's Svi's point, that can you say that Kesef can be effectuated without Kinyan and just with Nesina, like Get? L'chayr would be totally on the Taz and Sma at first glance, correct?
Right.
That only the Sma would require there to actually be a Hakna of the Kesef. Because he requires Shivu HaMekach. That I'm actually giving him worth.
Is that what he said last week, Rav Gusman points out?
No, Rav Gusman points out something else. Rav Gusman points out that why does anyone even ask the question of, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you transfer a matana? Why can't Rabbi Yochanan transfer a matana through Kinyan Kesef? So he says, you see from here that the Rishonim who ask, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you give a matana, feel that Kesef must be smart. Because if Kesef is like Taz, then let Rabbi Yochanan use Kesef also for matana. Because it's not Shivu HaMekach.
That would be essentially Chalipin.
Similar to Chalipin, yes. Look, the Taz's Kesef is similar to Chalipin. Look, the Gemara says, Beferich, in Vav Amud Beis, that you could be kinda karka with Kesef Amanas Lahachzir. That's a Beferich Gemara, that Matana Amanas Lahachzir works to be kinda karka. So that sounds a lot like the Taz, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Then very good, we'll stop here. So we stopped where?
Yeah.
Sorry, what's the next? Aval yadai mamish kani min ha-Torah. Period. Okay. So his answer is the kinyan yad, which is a kinyan d'oraisa min ha-Torah that has nothing to do with mashicha and Rabbi Yochanan to avail himself of yad.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.